Hi, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rick Knapp, director of the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami for our 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central update on Tropical Storm Karen that is still centered over the south central Gulf of Mexico. Most of the thunderstorm activity and the strongest winds are on the east to northeastern side of the circulation center, and that's where the maximum winds of 65 miles per hour are occurring. We still have an Air Force Hurricane Hunter plane in the system right now as we speak. That data is helping us to prepare our next full forecast update that will come out with our 5 p.m. Eastern Time advisory. Generally speaking, though, we anticipate a northward motion over the next couple of days that will take Karen to the North Gulf Coast. And because of the fact that we're within about that two-day time frame before the weather will start to go downhill on the northern Gulf Coast, there are hurricane watches in effect for a portion of the northern Gulf Coast from Grand Isle, Louisiana, around to Indian Pass, Florida. That includes coastal areas of southeastern Louisiana, but it does not include metropolitan New Orleans or Lake Pontchartrain, those areas under a tropical storm watch. But the hurricane watch extends further along the coasts of Mississippi and Alabama and the western portion of the Florida Panhandle, including areas like Pensacola, Destin, and Panama City. Hurricane watch, of course, means the hurricane conditions are possible within those areas. We are still a little bit uncertain on exactly what Karen's strength will be over the next couple days and what it will be as it affects the northern Gulf Coast. Has an opportunity over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico to strengthen, could be at or near hurricane strength tomorrow over the central Gulf. We do think there's going to be a weakening trend as the system approaches the coast Friday night into Saturday, but we're just not exactly sure what that intensity will be, so that's why out of an abundance of caution, we have a hurricane watch in effect. Regardless of whether or not it's hurricane or tropical storm along the way the next couple of days, when it gets to the northern Gulf Coast, Karen poses a number of hazards, both wind and water. Of course, even a tropical storm can produce some strong and damaging winds, and the water hazards, twofold. One is storm surge. We could see 1 to 2 feet in many areas, maybe as much as 2 to 4 feet, depending upon exactly what track and intensity Karen takes. But this northeastern and north central Gulf of Mexico area, very vulnerable to storm surge, even if it's a tropical storm. Just think of what Tropical Storm Debbie did in June 2012. Never even close to becoming a hurricane, but it did produce some storm surge along the west coast of Florida. So as much as 2 to 4 feet above ground level due to the combination of storm surge and tide is the potential in this situation. We always urge folks to pay attention to the instructions from local emergency management officials on what you might need to do if you live in a coastal area vulnerable to storm surge in this case. Of course, we could also eventually see some heavy rains near the coast and in inland areas as Karen is picked up by a front and heads northeastward over the weekend. So a number of hazards to contend with. The preparation days are today and tomorrow for Karen. More to come later from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Rick Knapp.